I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. 3 years after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency triggered a massive mine spill that polluted rivers in three states, the federal government still hasn't repaid the victims for millions of dollars in economic damage they claimed. The EPA said this week it's making progress on reviewing about 380 claims for lost income, fallen property values, and other losses from the 2015 spill at the Gold King mine in southwestern Colorado, but the agency has not said when it might finish. The global Big Latch On, a synchronized breastfeeding event, is planned in several locations across southern Colorado tomorrow. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The number of babies breastfed in Colorado has been steadily increasing each year. That's according to the most recent data from the state's public health department. And while it's legal in all 50 states to breastfeed in public, Nicole Course with the Pueblo Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program says it oftentimes still carries a stigma.
As more people do it, the less of a big deal it'll be, because it's just you feeding your baby.
Pueblo's Big Latch On is being held in the mall, a public location intentionally chosen to encourage mothers to feel comfortable breastfeeding in public. Randy McCallian, co-chair of the Pikes Peak Breastfeeding Coalition, says breastfed babies are at less risk of disease in the long and short term. It also reduces the mother's risk of ovarian cancer. McCallian says the Colorado Springs Latch On at Memorial Park is open to all mothers.
Even if they're pumping, hand expressing, even if their baby gets formula. So it's really all inclusive of anyone's breastfeeding journey.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.